tasting, and you can eat it without silverware. It's that tender. Sidekick it with twice baked potatoes at surf and sirloin. Lots of cheese, six of them. Feta, parmesan, mozzarella, cream cheese, cottage cheese, and Kasari cheese. Surf and Sirloin. Check them out online. Surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion just around the corner.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality here in St. Louis.
Dave, is low T treatment covered by insurance?
It absolutely can be. If it's recommended by a doctor and you follow the proper guidelines, then insurance covers it.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts the cost of treatment in reach for any guy.
Yeah, most of our guys are blue-collar guys, swinging a hammer, police officers, different things like that. It makes it affordable for every man that needs it.
To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread steak sandwich and their homemade white French dressing. Biggie's is family-friendly and also provides catering, whether it's for 5 or for 500. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Don't worry if you missed our grand opening. It's not too late to get your young athlete training at Champions Village in Fenton. Champions Village is the brand new state-of-the-art baseball and softball training center that features batting cages, interactive hit tracks, pitching mounds, turf training, and a full infield. And don't forget about the Napudi Wellness Center and STL Athletic Development, where kids get complete training for all sports. Eric Napudi and Leo Deering help put Champions Village at the top of every athlete's training regimen. Check us out at championsvillage.net.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Cleansing and also moisturizing procedure, which is supposed to make everything not only smooth but ready to go.
Got to learn. He'll learn. Be careful what you say on this show. It could live forever. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 21st edition, or my second son's birthday edition of the Large, well, of the Playhouse and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, but of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for several good reasons. Share some of those with you as we get into the Playhouse and give you the website where you can find out more about this incredible product, Window World. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, an American citizen. Dual citizenship, I might add. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
So he is an American citizen, born in America. You go, well, why does he talk so funny? Well, he talks that way because he spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England, where his daddy still resides and is listening now. Hello, Dave, and Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a good day, and I hope you have a great weekend.
I think they will now, just because you told them they should. Oh. Back off the road and in the studio, the one and only Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you?
I'm
what?
What?
Why? Whoa! Wait a
hold
minute.
Up. Like, why didn't he go northbound?
He got up today southbound. And he didn't go southbound.
I'm not finished. Oh. Hold on. Stop the music. Let me tell you morons. Let me tell you morons something.
Bill, how are you?
I've been doing this a long time. I'm a professional.
Bill.
That's right, Bill. And sometimes I like to change things up. You knuckleheads don't know what that is. You didn't give me a chance to do what I was about to do, so I'm going to go ahead and do it, and you'll see where I was headed. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to all feel really, really stupid. Okay, start the music again. Bill, how are you?
I can talk now. I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Well, glad to hear it, because I didn't know whether you'd be okay or you'd be tired, because, you know, you have been on the road, but thank goodness today you didn't choose to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even...
Man, good to be back.
See? It's called changing things up, shaking things up, changing the order, just to keep it fresh.
No, you just forgot.
or I just forgot. So now we move to the heir to the Levi Strauss. See, that's what happens, Bill, when you go way too long. I forget the whole bit because it's not written down anywhere, and it has to come out of my head, and my memory is becoming worse and worse and worse as time goes by. And, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason and receive a complimentary portfolio review. Mark and Jason, call them at 636-695-2650. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
All right. Tim Woodburn is with us, and let's say today is your first day to listen. You've never heard this show. Somebody said, oh, you got to listen to this show. Download the app, 590 The Fan, and you did, and now you're listening for the first time. You go, well, who's Tim Woodburn? Never heard him. Let me tell you who he is. First, let me tell you who he was. He was a night cook at Denny's. He was a door-to-door knife salesman. He was a Busch Stadium beer vendor. He was a roller skating rink DJ. What is he today? He's our newsman, our news director, our head of research, our official digital clock resetter. He is an author of the best-selling book, Bad Mood, Good Mood, and he also does something else. I can't remember. Oh, yes, that music always reminds me. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say a big hello and a big thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling. 77 years serving St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They install and work on all makes and models. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Call 314-727-9000 or go to MatheneyHeatCool.com. And a big happy birthday to a big AM and the PM fan. She's in a movie that I'll never watch again. Ellen Page, who played a girl who abducts and tortures her pedophile photographer. She's 32 years old today.
What's the movie?
Hard Candy. And it is just as disturbing as what you watched last night.
Ew.
It's not for the weak stomachs. Mm. No.
What? Really? I never heard of it. It's not a true story, though.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's just a movie.
Right.
Oh, I never heard of it.
Yep.
Is it recent?
It's probably about 10 years old.
I was going to go, yeah.
Because she's 32 years old now, and she played a young teenager in the movie. Hmm. She kidnaps a guy who's a pedophile who tries to pick her up, and she ties him up, and the rest of the movie is really disturbing.
Oh.
Okay, good. I'm in. I'll watch it. Stop the music, please. Dan, did we put Matheny on the Facebook page as Tim's sponsor?
No, we haven't, but
That's on me. That's on me. We need to do that.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, folks, I want to tell you something else. I talked to Tom Matheny this morning, and they're not getting a lot of calls. Now, normally I would go, oh my goodness, I'd be really upset. I'm not thrilled. But then we start talking, and he's telling me the entire industry is not getting a lot of calls, which baffles everybody in the heating and cooling business, even the suppliers, because of the winter we've had.
Wow.
You'd think they'd be covered up. He says it's the most baffling thing. I don't care about the other heating and cooling companies. I really don't. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to call, and Tim's going to give you the number here in a minute, 727-9000, 314. He's going to give it to you again. I want you to call Matheny. I don't care if it's for a checkup to be ready for summer. I don't care what the issue is. I want Matheny
to get your calls because you're AM and the PM. They stepped up and brought Tim Woodburn back to the show. I don't care if business is down. It's like when Johnny Londo tells me, oh, man, car sales are just, they're down right now everywhere. I don't care. Let's make all the people that are buying, let's get them into Londo. Let's get all of you with heating and cooling systems to call this number. Tim, go ahead.
314-727-9000.
I want our advertisers to always be happy. I don't care what the trend is or what the rest of the world is doing. I don't want it to affect what we do. Start the music again. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatCool.com. Danny, do me a favor. Remind me to put that on our Facebook page so people have a reference and go to their website. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
And Radboy, what you told me earlier, I could have done without that information. Radboy comes to me and tells me he hasn't pooped in 5 days.
Oh, my goodness.
He's constipated. I didn't need to know that. Well, let me tell you something. You know what it might be, Radboy? Think about it. What do you eat all the time? What?
Cheese.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There you go. There's your issue. Could have done without that. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up if you love polka music, and we all do. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Window World. I have not had to replace windows, but it looks like this spring I will have to have them out to take a look at a couple of doors, double doors, and see if that's something they can replace for me, because they do entry doors. Sometimes it just becomes a matter of is it a type door that they replace or window. What they do a lot of course, is windows, replacement windows. And the reason they sell a lot of replacement windows is because pretty much everybody's windows at some point stop doing what they're supposed to do. You can still look through the glass. That might be okay. Sometimes that all fogs up too. But even if it's clear, that's not just what a window's supposed to do, allow you to look outside. It's supposed to be put in right and stay sealed and tight so that cold doesn't come in the winter and hot doesn't come in the summer. And when it starts going bad and won't open and won't close, and you can tell caulking is not going to do it. Time for windows. Not a fun thing to buy. I'll give you that. That's a weird thing to say about any product that an advertiser sells that you're speaking for. Well, it's not a lot of fun, but it's not. It's not fun putting on a roof. It's not fun buying windows, but it's necessary unless you just want to, you know, keep paying utility bills that are exorbitant because, you know, you're windows aren't doing what they're supposed to do. So when the time comes, ask yourself this question. Why would I not take a look at the window that more people buy than any other window in this country? And you can't answer that, because there is no reason why you shouldn't or wouldn't. You should. You should look at it. And then compare it to all the other windows that are out there for a lot more money that are no better. I think you'll decide on Window World, like most of the country does. You want to know more? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Back at home, I like to think of this as his home, his base. Bill Cleveland is with us, courtesy of the people I just talked to you about, Window World, the number one selling window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland.
Good to be home. Good to be home.
I bet that applause is a welcoming sound, isn't it?
It is warming in the heart right
fans
here.
Fans miss you.
Don't even know.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Before I begin my topic today, I want to quickly mention, so I'm doing this trivia night, Frank, the All-American Trivia Night. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a Friday, March 29th. I was just talking to Dan Strauss. Don't let this deter you. Dan and his band are getting a table at the trivia night. So, but, you know,
yeah, we're getting a band. We're getting a table. Yeah,
but they're not performing, are you?
No, not performing. No. So okay. You'll be okay.
We're performing, answering questions. That's what we're doing.
So we've got eight tables left. So jump on that. BillOnTheRoad.com, and I just want to mention this. So I've heard over the years, because I used to host a lot of trivia nights around town, and sometimes people who are, you're just a single person or you are just a couple and you don't have, and I think this might be fairly common in the St. Louis area because people tend to be kind of cliquish in this part of the country. You don't have like 8 or 10 people to get together and go and do an event like this. So we've set aside a few tables. So if you are just by yourself and you want to come and participate, or you are just a couple, or maybe you got just a couple of friends that want to join and come out, you don't have the whole 8 or 10, you know, players that you would normally have, go on the website, billontheroad.com, and you can participate as well. So,
in fact, let's say you're a couple with no friends.
Yeah.
You don't have any. Do you want to go through the rest of your life like that, not having friends? Mm-hmm. This might be a way to meet some people, and you have a common bond.
Absolutely.
Your AM and the PM. And then all of a sudden, you've got, how many at the table?
Eight. Yep.
Four couples. You and three other couples. And think about this. It's very possible. You hit it off that night. You're a team, and you remain friends for the rest of your lives.
Life-changing. This could be a life-changing event.
It's a life-changing event. That's
yes,
the way
sir.
That's the way you should
yes,
put
sir.
It.
Yes, sir. So Friday, March 29th, and BillOnTheRoad.com.
Bill.
Thank you. BillOnTheRoad.com
right.
has all the information. I'm going to check it out. Oh, my goodness. So I didn't get to talk about this very much yesterday, but this museum.
Can
that
we
I,
just stop and say, and try yeah. to analyze why that's funny? Certain things are funny to me, and I, for the life of me, I don't know why, but every time. Hit it again. Time.
It's just the place.
It's funny.
It's the placement. The way he places
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Because the guy's always interrupting you.
Yes.
To remind you who you are right
yeah.
in the middle of what you're saying.
I think it's hysterical. And you'd think after a while it would stop being funny. But it's like this. That never stops being funny. Ever. It's always going to be funny. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
No, it's okay. I'm waiting for him to hit it
no,
again.
No. He'll do it when you least expect.
Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to talk about this very much yesterday, but I did go to this museum that I went to yesterday in Mississippi. It was phenomenal. It's called the Mississippi Center for Arts and Entertainment. It's in Meridian, Mississippi. So if you find your way headed south, you're going to Gulf Shores, you're going to somewhere in Florida, and you pass through Meridian, Mississippi, which is a possibility. It's one of the towns that you might cross if you're headed down south. This place was awesome, and pretty much every exhibit that they have was interactive, mm-hmm. and it talks about the people that sort of, I guess, have made Mississippi proud. And so I'm just going to go ahead and mention some of the famous people from Mississippi. Some of these.
Okay, before you do this, though, sure. Doesn't every state... Couldn't every state say this? I mean, Oklahoma, they can name
well,
a bunch
every,
of famous people.
Yeah, every state
but maybe
could,
they didn't bother.
Every,
they yeah. didn't bother to do yeah. this.
No.
My goodness.
No,
Bill.
It wasn't me. Yes,
oh, right.
that is true.
Right.
But every state hasn't done this. Every state hasn't put together a museum
name,
like this.
Name one famous person from Idaho, Bill.
I don't know.
See? You can't.
Well,
there are states that don't have famous people.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on a second.
This segment has died.
You
a
got
horrible
no.
Death.
Do your own research. See if there is like
Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head. He's famous.
That is true.
Idaho.
The Idaho
there you
potato.
Go.
All right.
Yeah.
So here comes some of them. Of course, everybody knows.
Limey thought you were calling me Mr. Potato Head.
No,
that's why
no,
you
no,
laughed.
No.
That's
like
why
that.
You laughed.
No.
The
that's
Mr.
Why
Mr. Potato Head toy.
I would never do that.
I'm being serious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is everybody finished?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Boom. I'm
so,
not.
Here we go. Here's the list. I won't get through it uninterrupted. Elvis, Oprah, of course, B.B. King, James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, Conway Twitty, who I thought was born in Arkansas, apparently not the case, Conway Twitty, Brett Favre, Leanne Rimes, Britney Spears, Jerry Rice, Sam Cooke, Jimmy Buffett, William Faulkner, Robert Johnson, Faith Hill, Tammy Wynette, Tennessee Williams, Muddy Waters, Chris LeDoux, Kimberly Perry from the band Perry, Fred Armisen, Ike Turner, Walter Payton, Jim Henson, Lance Bass, David Ruffin, and Marty Stewart. That's a pretty
right,
good
what
line.
I find wow. interesting. Here's what I find interesting. The baby is born in Mississippi, and they name him Tennessee Williams.
Yeah.
Why is his name Mississippi Williams?
Maybe it was on the border. Tennessee does, yeah.
How could you miss Brett Favre in that list?
Hello, Ding
no, he
Dong.
Said, he
I
said Brett Favre. Oh. He
said
Brett
Favre.
Favre. He looked like an idiot.
Yeah, I do. You're right.
You should
idiot.
Listen. You should
yeah.
pay attention.
Hello,
yeah.
Ding Dong.
Yeah, sorry. That's all I could think of that I could say on the air. I was showing Dan before the show here some of the exhibits that they had, and what, again, they're all interactive, which was really neat. So one that I was showing Dan, There is, and I forgot the guy's name, but there is a very famous artist from Mississippi, and he's known for pottery. And so what they did was they set up this virtual exhibit where you can, now you're not making real pottery, but you're doing it on a computer. And so the pottery wheel is spinning in front of you, and somehow through the magic of technology, it detects where your hands are, and you make your own pottery on the computer. It was so cool. And Dan,
like that scene in Ghost with Demi Moore, where she's making
it. What did you make, Bill?
I didn't make anything. I just observed.
Tell the truth.
I didn't.
You did.
I did
there, and you made a phallic thing, like big, a penis. Yeah. Oh.
You made a nice vase.
No, I didn't. I didn't make anything
with a tip.
There was another one. Now, there are companies, I guess, that's all they do is they make museum exhibits. I think that would be fascinating, actually, to go and see how they make some of this stuff. One of them was a giant kitchen table. And so basically trying to show how, in Mississippi, you know, food is a really big deal. And being in the kitchen, you know, that's sort of a family thing, you know. And I guess that's in a lot of the states within the South. But so they had this big kitchen table. And so you would sit around the kitchen table. And they had these plates that were in the middle, and so they had a lot of well-known Southern food. So let's just say okra, right? That's a big food in the South.
Okra Winfrey.
You mentioned her. You mentioned her.
I knew you'd say that.
You beat me to it. I was going to say you mentioned her already.
I knew it.
There used to be a joke. What's green and weighs 300 pounds? Okra Winfrey.
So you would take this plate and or any of the plates that had the food, and then you would just put them right in front. It didn't matter where you were sitting on the table. You would take that plate, pick it up, put it right in front of you, and somehow from the ceiling, this video would project on your seat where you're sitting and play a video about the type of food. It was unreal. So
wow,
check it is a very, very neat museum. It's called the Mississippi Center for Arts and Entertainment. So. On Thursdays, typically we do some trivia questions. I have four trivia questions.
Oh,
for
Scott,
today.
Yeah. I was
waiting for Scott to leave. No, I'm just kidding. So,
now is this going to work where we say our name and then, you know,
if you would like answer. To do that, sure. Okay.
Yeah, that
so, all right. So
Bill.
You gotta answer your own questions?
Yeah. All right. Here is the first one.
Oh, boy.
Jackson is the capital of Mississippi. All right, so Jackson is the capital of Mississippi. What are the other three state capitals named after American presidents? This is tough.
Is Jefferson City
Jefferson? Oh, yeah. I
thought we were saying names. Weren't we doing that?
Bill.
Limey. He's disqualified. He didn't say his name. Yeah. He's out. He's
disqualified
from this question. No, you can't ask a question. You're out. You're disqualified from this question.
I want to say Jefferson City.
That is one
thank
of them.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you say Limey? You
didn't say your name.
I did, actually.
He didn't say
twice.
Your name either. No,
he,
you
no,
did
he
not.
Did.
I did.
No,
you
no,
weren't
he
paying
did.
Attention.
He did.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you, Bill.
Oh,
okay.
Bill.
Right.
That's one. What are the other right, what are the other two?
See, I don't know any presidents.
Trump.
Grover Cleveland? There's a city called Cleveland, right?
It is not. No.
Grover? This could last. This could go on forever.
What are they? Capital of Ohio is Columbus. Anybody else?
Right, what are they? Just
okay.
What are they?
All right. Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Jefferson City, Missouri. Lincoln, Nebraska. And, as we mentioned, Jackson, Mississippi.
I thought it was Dolly Madison.
I swear there was a President Grover Cleveland.
There was a President Grover Cleveland.
Oh, there was,
but that's not the capital.
Cleveland is not the capital of Ohio. Oh, my goodness.
Idiot.
Idiot. The first football player to be featured on a Wheaties box came from Mississippi. Who was the player?
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Jim Thorpe.
No, sir.
Frank.
Yes?
Y.A. Tittle. That's a football player. That was a football player. Y.A. Tittle was a football player. Well, he was.
No way.
Oh, man.
Yes, he was. Look it up. Y.A. Tittle.
Football. Well, he was a quarterback for the Giants.
Well, Tittle is
thank
incorrect.
You. Thank
Tittle.
You.
Tim.
Yes, sir.
Tittle.
O.J. Simpson.
No.
Oh, guy.
Do we give up?
Good guess.
Did everybody guess?
Walt. Frank.
Yes.
Frank, give Walt. go ahead. Who is it?
Frank was going to say Gifford. Frank Walter Payton.
Yeah. It was Walter Payton. Walter Payton. Yeah.
Okay. Walter Mondale.
All right. These last two have to do with products. This brand of root beer was invented in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Bargs.
There's no Bargs, it's Barks.
Or Barks.
Oh, my God.
You're disqualified with the name wrong.
Yeah. It is indeed Barks.
Well, he didn't say that. He said Barks.
Limey.
Yes, Limey.
Bargs. Can I say Box?
Box?
Yeah, you got it. You win. You win.
Nice job. Oh, my goodness.
I hate you people.
Yeah. I still say Dan wins.
Yeah. All right. And last but not least, and my God, not a moment too soon, this distinctively scented cleaning product was invented by a chemist in Jackson, Mississippi.
Limey.
Yes.
Pine Sol?
That is correct.
Hey,
Pine Sol. Nice.
Double winner.
Pine Sol.
Pine Sol. Invented in Mississippi.
Yeah, that was a guess.
Ajax.
No, we're finished.
We're finished, Dan.
All right. BillOnTheRoad.com if you want some travel info or to check out the trivia night. And I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590. The...
You could be Y-A-Jax and Y-A-Tittle. No, forget it.
It doesn't go ahead make and play sense. It doesn't make sense.
Well, it did to me.
Boy, he had a kid that played his YA thighs.
This is the dumbest show.
This is the stupidest. Yeah. They're on. You know what? They're on something.
Good. I'd like to be on
Tim
it.
Dan,
I'd like to
be Tim and grandkid was on
white,
something.
His grandkid was YA toe sucker.
See, they're in one of those you-can't-stop-laughing moods where everything's funny to them, yeah, nobody else. Just wrap it up, Bill. Frank. Just get us out of this. Go ahead.
I'm trying to wrap it up.
Okay, I'm do it Bill again. Cleveland. I'm Bill. Yeah.
I'm Bill Cleveland on 590 The Fan.
See, I thought you'd say something funny like, oh, I thought his name wasn't Y.A. Tittle. I thought it was like Y.A. Breastle. See, that would be funny. But no, you chose something else. I have to just take a second to just address this Jesse Smollett thing because, I'm going to give myself credit here. I'm the first person I knew of, at least, who the day after he came out and said he was attacked said something's weird here because he doesn't look like he was brutally or viciously attacked. I want to read the statement from 4 days ago that his attorneys issued. Now listen to this. This is from his attorneys. It was released to the public, their official statement. As a victim of a hate crime who has cooperated with the police investigation, Jussie Smollett is angered and devastated by recent reports that the perpetrators are individuals he's familiar with. He has now been further victimized by claims attributed to these alleged perpetrators that Jussie played a role in his own attack. Nothing is further from the truth, and anyone claiming otherwise is lying.
Right.
Now, why is that not something that should be put under a spotlight, and why aren't his attorneys obligated to apologize for calling everybody liars? But they never have to do that. Now, as attorneys, shouldn't they have said, it's our belief that he's a victim and that anyone who says otherwise... No, they didn't say that. They said, nothing is further from the truth and anyone claiming otherwise is lying. Seems to me that's a pretty strong statement, and somehow, some way, they should be held accountable for that, and they should apologize themselves, his own attorneys. But that's not going to happen.
I think those I think those two guys figured out, hey, wait a minute, we're getting thrown right under the bus here.
Right.
Because they said it was the 47th hour. They said, listen, we want to talk. And their attorney came in and said, you can interview them on camera and video the interview.
Wow. So. Well, here's the other thing I'm going to say. I think right now, I think a lot of people thinking, oh man, he must be really, really upset. No, I think he's loving this in a sick way. Look at this. What all this is about is he wanted attention. He thought he was underpaid on Empire. And let me also say this to anybody who thinks that just because you're on a hit TV show that you make a ton of money. No, you don't. The stars make a ton of money. But I don't doubt for a minute that Jussie Smollett wasn't paid a lot of money to be on that show because he was pretty insignificant from what I can tell. And most of the world didn't even know who he was. He wasn't a big star, but he wanted to be. He didn't like that he was underpaid. He didn't like that most people didn't know who he was. He wasn't as famous as he wanted to be, so he does this to get attention. Had this attack been real, he would have gotten even less attention than he's getting now. Think about it. They would have found the guys. They would have put them in jail. They'd have charged them. They'd been, and then it would have gone away. But now, it's still with us. So he's getting even more attention. And I think in a sick kind of way, he thinks this is probably good. Now it won't be, and he won't think it's good when he realizes that, one, he doesn't have a job, he's not going to get a job, and that he's an embarrassment, he's a fraud, and he has perpetrated hate in this country through race baiting. This is a guy who obviously hates Trump and wanted to find a way to make Trump lovers look like horrible people. Didn't happen. And shame on everybody. Everybody who went and tweeted and posted things about, see what Trump has done. He's caused people to go and attack gays. No, it didn't happen. So I think the guy's in heaven right now. Jesse, everybody knows you now. You are really famous right now. Enjoy it.
And he used two of those.
I think it's about to be over for you.
He used two of those cards, the race card and the gay badge.
Gay card. He used, yeah, absolutely he did. This is good news. Talked about the trip yesterday, the European River Cruise, and I told you we had four cabins. It looks like we have two, possibly only one, after yesterday. So if you want to go on this trip with us, you need to go to our Facebook page, like, tonight. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. You will have, it may be the trip of your life. You will have a fantastic time. And you'll be with about 80 of us who are listeners, or those of us on the show will be there. It'll be a great 10 days. So, Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Two cabins left, possibly only one after yesterday. I know you guys who follow hockey and love hockey are, you're in heaven right now, and good for you, and I hope they keep the streak going. Isn't this the only sport, though? Let's say we finally get the Stanley Cup. Isn't this the only sport where the team doesn't actually get to keep the trophy, which I think is really bizarre? Every Wimbledon or World Series, they get to keep the trophy. Am I right? They get a replica. But the trophy actually is taken away from them to go to the next Stanley Cup winners next year.
Come yeah, but it's a historical thing that's mm-hmm. unique to the sport, and actually the athletes think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't say it's a bad thing. I say it's the only sport like that. There's no other sport that does something like that.
And the rings. They take one ring off, and they'll put that in the Hall of Fame, and then they put the new ring on with the. Engraving of all the players.
I actually think it's better than what the other sports do.
It's cool.
I agree. I think they get to keep it off season for 100 days. I think that's the deal. And they can parade it around and show it or put it where, you know, and then they got to.
Well, each player gets to take it with them somewhere. Who was it that one of the Detroit guys, they had it and they took it swimming with them and.
You can write a book about all the stories associated with that. But what's cool about it is that, like, whoever wins the cup, each player's name is engraved in real, real tiny letters on a ring. But the cups run out of room because of all the years that have passed. And so they have to remove a ring to add the new winners onto there. Otherwise, you know, the cup wouldn't have enough trophy to be
10 feet tall.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, one last thing real quickly. This story about this guy in Arnold, Ed Hip. 2016, he shot his wife. He was 83. So, and it wasn't an accident. He shot her because he wanted to shoot her. They'd had a fight, and he shot her in the hip and then the neck, and he killed her. He just got 5 years probation. He killed his wife. They suspended a 20-year prison term. What?
He's under house arrest.
Yeah. I don't care.
Can't leave his house, but.
Hold on. He wouldn't be leaving his house anyway. He's 83. Probably stayed at home anyway. Woohoo. This is not a set.
They said originally she had the gun. And she, I guess, pulled
got
the
it
gun
off
on
him
and got it away from her. And then
here's what the story says. They argued, and she retrieved the handgun from a living room recliner. He took the gun from her and shot her. I don't care. She didn't shoot him. She didn't shoot at him. He wasn't defending himself. She didn't have a gun then. He had it. He killed her.
Yeah.
So here's the moral. Here's the moral. You hate your wife, wait till you're 83, and then kill her. And you won't go to jail. You'll get to stay home and watch TV, which is what you do anyway, probably at 83. This is a great deal. I don't have that much longer to wait to get rid of my wife. I started thinking about it. I'm just waiting.
The part you're missing is that first you got to move to Jefferson County and then shoot her.
Yeah.
Because St. Louis County, you might not get that deal. But Arnold,
you really hated your wife, it'd be worth a little move to Jefferson County to do that. You do it, knock her off, and hey, no jail time. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, honey, why are we moving to Jefferson County again?
And I was kidding about I don't have to wait very long. Of course, I'm not going to kill my wife, probably. She'll probably kill me. That's probably what happened. I got to mention this. Of all the ways to die, you know, every once in a while somebody dies and you think, well, wow, I guess when they say you're just that your number was up, sometimes you got to go with that. There's a guy at John Wayne Airport in Southern California, just got killed. They had taken a tire off of, you know, that thing they roll out to the plane that you walk on.
Yeah, the staircase.
Call it a jet bridge. It's so you don't have to get in the rain.
From the gate to the plane.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that thing has wheels on it. It has tires on it.
Yeah.
So one of the maintenance people had removed one of the tires. They were in a workshop. The tire exploded and killed this guy. Killed him. Now, when those tires blow, that's a tremendous force. I just wonder, was it did pieces of rubber hit him? But he's dead. Now, you go to work one day, you know, the day at work, you know, okay. Hey, Bob, we need to, that tire on that jet bridge is bad. We need to take that thing off and, okay, no problem. Dead. Wow. What a story. Let's see. I just got a couple of notes. Oh, yeah. I got to make time. Now, I think I have time real quickly. Somebody put out a list of the Oscar winners, because the Oscars are Sunday night. The Oscar winners, these are Academy Award-winning movies that had no shelf life. Nobody was interested in ever watching them again. They just didn't deserve, probably, to be Oscar winners. Here we go. Slumdog Millionaire, I agree. Once you saw it, you didn't watch it again. Shakespeare in Love, I agree. Out of Africa, these are all Academy Award winners nobody ever wanted to see a second time. The English Patient, that's one of the worst movies I ever saw. Around the World in 80 Days. Driving Miss Daisy, I disagree. But you know why they say it doesn't have any life left in it? Because it makes a black man be a driver for a white woman and any more of that kind of movie, blah, blah, blah. Cavalcade. Never heard of it.
Nope.
Number three, Greatest Show on Earth, 1952. Won an Academy Award, but nobody ever cares to watch it again. Crash from 2004. Mm-hmm. And number one, the number one movie that just didn't have legs after it won, The Broadway Melody, 1929. They left out one. And this is from not too long ago. I think it was like 2011 or 9 or something. This movie won an Academy Award. I saw it. They should have put this on the list. The Artist. Have you ever heard anybody say since then, yeah, we sat and downloaded The Artist and watched it? Never. Never. They should have put The Artist on there. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We did this one since we've been here. We're starting to rotate jokes again now. This is for Limey because I know he knows this joke and he likes it. Two guys are in jail. They're in a state penitentiary, and they're in for a long, long time. You go to state pen, you did something pretty bad. It's Larry and Joe. And one day Larry says to Joe, he goes, hey, man, you know, we've been in here 9 years, and I think it's time for us to have sex. And Joe says, what are you, crazy? He goes, I'm not crazy. It happens. It happens in prison. I don't know about you. 9 years is a long time. And I promise you, I know what you're thinking. I'm not going to hurt you. Let's flip a coin and see who goes first to do the other one. So Joe reluctantly agrees. They flip a coin, and Larry wins. Larry says, all right, man, drop him and bend over. He says, but if it hurts, you don't scream or anything, because the guards don't like this stuff going on. If you scream, they'll know, and don't make any pleasurable sounds, because then they'll know too. And Joe says, well, how am I supposed to let you know if it's hurting? He says, well, what we do here in prison is you make an animal sound, you know, like a cat meowing or a horse or a cow or something, like, you know, moo or meow or what. If you make an animal sound, then I'll stop because I know it's hurting you. But if it feels good, start singing. Just start singing a song. Just as, okay, he bends over and Larry starts going at it. And Joe says, moo, 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 Moon River.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by La Quinta Inns and Suites. A crash northbound 55 at Loughborough, blocking the two right lane. Southbound 55, you're slow for a look. Accident Kings Highway at Eichelberger. You're solid eastbound 70 downtown through the depressed section. Earlier stall westbound 64 at Kings Highway. Now a crash westbound 4064 at Lake St. Louis. And there's an accident reported on Kings Highway at Eichelberger. If you're traveling for work, make your next stop La Quinta by Wyndham. Their spacious rooms and free high-speed internet make it easy to work, while their comfortable beds and bright side breakfast make it easy to relax. Win at business, wherever you go, book at LQ.com. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Biggie's is family-friendly and also provides catering, whether it's for 5 or for 500. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Don't worry if you missed our grand opening. It's not too late to get your young athlete training at Champions Village in Fenton. Champions Village is the brand new state-of-the-art baseball and softball training center that features batting cages, interactive hit tracks, pitching mounds, turf training, and a full infield. And don't forget about the Naputi Wellness Center and STL Athletic Development, where kids get complete training for all sports. Eric Naputi and Leo Deering help put Champions Village at the top of every athlete's training regimen. Check us out at championsvillage.net.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Let's head down to Dallas to check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. You need reservations for Any Guns, and when you go, either before or after dinner, walk over to the Smokehouse Market. You'll be glad you did. Also, while you're there, pick up some gift cards. They sell thousands every year, and Any Guns and the Smokehouse are closed only on Monday. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Give it up, if you would, please, for Mike Evans. How you doing?
4 stars.
5 minutes, about a minute less than I'd like, but go ahead.
This week's Pop Quiz theme, celebrities who spend a lot of the free time doing things you may not be aware of. They really enjoy it today. Name the name of the celebrity who loves to hunt. Harrison Ford, Margot Robbie, Madonna, Conan O'Brien. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. Let me set the record straight. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper are not a couple. They're not a couple. Just they keep saying rumors of that. No. It is movie review day. How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World. It's the best of the trilogy. Visually fabulous, emotionally a tearjerker, yet funny. The storytelling is immaculate, and the animation is just, it's award-winning. This is a happy world of Burke that is turned upside down. There's also a new lady dragon named Light Fury, adding another delightful dimension to this film. Really great movie for the whole family, rated PG. Take the kids, 110 minutes, 4 stars for How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World.
Do you need to have seen the first one?
It helps, but you don't need to. Okay. The faith-based film produced by Tim Tebow, Run the Race. is about family, brothers, football, heartbreak, and again, it's about faith. Fabulous movie, opening everywhere tomorrow. 4 stars for The Run, Run the Race. And Fighting with My Family opens everywhere tomorrow. It was in a limited engagement last week when I gave it 3.5 stars. So 3 really good movies to see this weekend. And it's Oscar weekend, and time for the annual Mike's Fearless Forecast Pick 6.
Okay.
6 biggest awards. You want to write them down? We'll see how I do Monday.
We're ready.
Best Supporting Actor. Mahershala Ali will win for Green Book.
I agree.
Best Supporting Actress. Amy Adams will win for Vice. Best Actor. Rami Malek will win for Bohemian Rhapsody.
I agree.
Best Actress. I would like to see Melissa McCarthy win for Can You Ever Forgive Me? However,
and there's always a however in life.
Glenn Close will win for The Wife. Best
I also director, agree.
Good. Best Director, unfortunately, it's probably going to go to Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. And Best Picture, Green Book should win Best Picture, but sadly, Hollywood wanting to be politically correct, Roma will probably win. I'm sorry, to me, Roma was a run-of-the-mill, dull TV movie with bad subtitles. And there is the pick 6. We'll see how I do on Monday.
Mike, I just read a list. I know you didn't hear it. I just read a list of 10 movies that won the Academy Award for Best Picture that nobody ever watched a second time. And one of the ones that wasn't on the 10 that I think should be is The Artist. I don't know one person who ever rewatched The Artist.
I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So this Roma is going to be the same. I think The Piano won 1 year. I didn't even like it when I went to see it. I think Roma may fall into that category of never watched again.
Yeah, and I don't get it. I don't know how much time I had. It was a little late, so and finally.
You have a minute. You have a minute and a half.
You want to talk a little bit before we do the pop quiz?
Yeah, you want to know what the movies were? USA Today said these are movies that couldn't stand the test of time. They won the Academy Award, but nobody ever watched them again. Here we go: Slumdog Millionaire, Shakespeare in Love, Out of Africa, The English Patient. By the way, The English Patient—that's the one you and I walked out on.
Yeah,
Around the World in 80 Days, Driving Miss Daisy, Cavalcade. I disagree with Driving Miss Daisy, by the way. The Greatest Show on Earth, Crash, and The Broadway Melody. I think they nailed it, except for Driving Miss Daisy, and they put it in there.
I totally agree. 100%.
They put it in there because in this age, it's not politically correct anymore to have a black man driving a white woman around, so that's why they kind of dumped on it.
There you go.
You have 40 seconds. Here we go.
Harrison Ford, Madonna, Margot Robbie, or Conan O'Brien?
I'm going to go with Margot Robbie.
Ooh, I'll go Conan.
I'll go Conan also.
Harrison Ford.
I'm also going to go Margot Robbie.
You're all wrong. Madonna loves to hunt. She was born in Bay City, Michigan, relatives in the Upper Peninsula. She still to this day will go out and hunt pheasants. She's a pheasant hunter, Madonna.
Oh, man.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care of your beat. I'll take care of my beat, Mike Evans here.
Right, in case you didn't hear earlier, Peter Tork has died, 77. I think it's from that tongue cancer he was diagnosed with 10 years ago, but I'm sure we'll learn more tonight. So Peter Tork of the Monkees gone. 2 more of the Monkees left. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. And do this. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, dear.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Actor Jussie Smollett is leaving jail after posting bond. He appeared in court today on a charge of filing a false police report. Chicago police said he allegedly orchestrated and financed his own assault. Celebrities are reacting to the case.
Actor and director Tyler Perry took to Facebook to say that stoking fear and raising racial tensions is wrong in every situation on all sides. Ice Cube's son and actor O'Shea Jackson Jr. asked on Twitter what this was for, just further dividing people for personal gain. Pierce Morgan was more blunt, tweeting that Smollett deserves no mercy, no sympathy, just our fury. James Rojas, NBC News Radio.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is imposing a full gag order on longtime Trump ally Roger Stone. Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Stone today that he can make no further public comments about his case or special counsel Robert Mueller. The North Carolina Board of Elections is ordering a new